Guardians Free Foam.
Hi, is this Rochelle?
This is.
Hey, Rochelle, this is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Hi, pretty good.
Good. How was your weekend?
It was nice. I didn't want to come back.
Right, I know. Never do either.
Yeah.
But just wanted to touch base with you. I know last time I called you, you were busy with a customer, but you did mention you had a couple questions.
Oh, yeah. Real quick, what I meant, didn't want to come back. I thought I told you I was going to Tennessee. Not that I didn't want to come back to work, but anyway.
Oh, my bad. Yeah,
so anyway, I was just wondering, like, what is the interest rate and, like, the terms and so forth for a
right
back the loan?
Yeah, so think of it like your typical car loan, you know, for equipment financing. It's 2 to 5 year terms. And they're set up on monthly, you know, payments. And then rates, you know, they start in like low mid single digits on up, depending on, you know, exactly what you guys would qualify for. We have some other options available because we are privately held. But typically, you know, it is based off credit as well. Like, how would you rate your credit over there? Like, good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
I think in the middle.
In the middle? Okay, that's not a problem. And, and what were sales like last year for you guys?
Oh, let me see. My program's running slow today.
Yeah, no problem. And did
7,000 or 765,000.
Okay, that's great. Are you guys looking to go, you know, above or projected to go above that this year?
Let's see. This year, we might be below that or a little bit below okay. that or around there.
Okay, so it's kind of like been about the same as last year. Okay, yeah, and with that, and how long you guys been in business over there for you?
Guardian has been open since 2011.
Okay, good. It's about 5 years. That's great, yeah, so it's good. And so, yeah, with that, you know, the time of business, you know, and credit being somewhere in the middle, I mean, they definitely, you know, be able to get you guys good, solid rates. Do you have, you know, the piece available, or do you have quotes on it?
Sean was working on that this morning, so I did not get to discuss that with him.
Okay.
He was calling around, making some phone calls, and trying to look in the trailer that he wants built. The
right.
type of trailer that he wants, he's kind of, I don't know if you'd call it going over the top, but the way he wants it built, they would require a Class C license. And
okay.
We have a hard time just finding people that have a driver's license, like employees. So I don't know what he's going to do, if he's going to change some of what he's looking at.
Right.
As far as the trailer and as far as the equipment, I'm not sure how far
yeah.
I got involved in that. I do know that our current trailer needs to be replaced.
Okay.
It's had a lot of use.
Right.
Because we've had that for probably 10 years plus.
About 10 years? Wow. That's definitely lasted a long time.
Yeah, it's getting ready to fall apart, though, so it definitely needs to be replaced.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And how much you guys like the price range you guys are looking to spend on a new trailer?
I don't know about the trailer, but he was thinking equipment and so forth, like around 30 or 40,000.
Okay.
I know when he has priced out other companies where maybe they have a foam rig that's already been built, they're mm-hmm. looking at like $83,000 plus.
No kidding. That expensive?
Yeah. And that's why wow. he could build it himself for less.
Right. And that's, I know with the spray foam trailer, I know there's certain things got, it's like an air compressor. I know there's a bunch that goes into it. And he knows how to do that? Or does he have a buddy who knows how to do it? Or
no, he's done it before.
Oh,
our
okay.
last trailer. Yeah, we used to be a different company, and then we changed names. So he's been in the industry for a long time.
Uh-huh. Okay, that makes sense. So he knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
good.
Yeah, because he would need air compressor, generator.
Right.
The reactor that... And pumps and hose and guns. I mean, the guns and the hose alone are usually really expensive.
Right, yeah, they do start running up there. And the guns. I know, they seem like they'd be the simple, you know, part too, but...
I know, huh? But they're not. Even the tips.
Yeah.
Are a couple hundred dollars.
Right, and they like, clog up too, and yeah, I know. It's a whole mess.
Yeah.
I had a buddy...
And then they're like, where's our tips? We think employees probably put them in their pockets, take them home and wash, and they have no clue how much money they have in their pocket.
Right, right.
You know? Like, oh, it's just a tip. Who cares?
Yeah, exactly.
$200 tip. Can you please return it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's funny. And with that, so you guys have all that equipment already, like the air compressor and generator, or are you also looking to add that on? Or are you just transferring over?
Well, I think right now he's really concerned about his trailer, so he's mm-hmm. thinking about transferring over
okay.
some of the equipment and just going from there. But he definitely, he'd still like to get where we have, be able to get two machines going at the same time.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Because you guys, are you have work already lined up? We're going to need two
yeah.
trailers? Or
yeah, right now he's pretty busy. We're getting a lot of work coming in,
mm-hmm.
and some of the jobs are pretty large on a larger scale where it would mm-hmm. be nice, you know. And the crazy thing is, it is really hard to find employees for this industry.
I bet.
And that's kind of what we're running up against right now.
Well, yeah, I know you mentioned that earlier, you know, trying to find them that even have a driver's license, let alone Class C.
Yeah.
It's got to be tough.
It is. And then just trying to find somebody who knows to do what Sean does as far as applicating, you know, because he always joked around, you're not just an applicator, you're a chemist. And
right.
There's a lot of hats you have to wear when you're an applicator.
Right. You have to know the different ins and the out and what to do and not to do.
Yeah.
And I could see how that'd be tough, you know, to find not only good work and reliable work, but also, yeah, people who know what they're, you know, have an idea what they're doing, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. So you guys are planning to expand? Are you, like, currently trying to hire more people? Or find them?
We'd like to probably get rid of the staff we have and start over fresh if we could find the right people.
Yeah, they just, not showing up and not...
Some don't show up, and some, stand around,
mm-hmm.
Some just keep making mistakes, so,
yeah,
it's hard to find good workers these days that actually want to work.
Right. No, I hear you. It is. It's definitely tough out there, which is definitely, you know, harder on Sean, because then he has to do it all the time, you know?
Oh, yeah, and... You know, whether they listen or do what you ask them to do. I mean, it's just you run across so many headaches anymore.
Right.
So.
Yeah, I know. I hear you. It's definitely tough. So, yeah, we're back to with the trailer. So he's currently shopped around. So he doesn't have any quotes yet?
I believe he does. Let me see what's on it.
Okay.
Something else. Yeah, I'm not sure. He kind of mentioned something about the trailer. I forget how much he said that they were going to want to charge, but
okay.
Right now, you know, he's going to have to change what he wants, considering they'll want him to sign something showing that he has a Class C license.
Oh, okay.
And I know he's not going to be driving that equipment to every job. He doesn't have the time. so we're going to have to hire right. somebody too. So
yeah, that's another obstacle. That's crazy.
Yeah, so it's just a little bit more stuff that he has to consider and think about. And in the meantime, he's busy, like, bidding jobs.
Yeah.
Getting our crew. So he's kind of busy lately.
Right. I know it's definitely tough when you're trying to run a business and you got to find new equipment. It's definitely tough.
Yeah, but the morning times are the best time to reach him because usually that's when he's returning his calls or doing whatever research he needs to do. And then the rest of the day, it's really hard to catch him.
Right. Okay, the mornings are best. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I have an idea how much you guys are looking. And have you guys looked into financing with your regular bank or anywhere else?
I don't know. I think a couple other people have called him. I don't know what businesses, which mm-hmm. one, their names.
Okay.
So try to reach him in the morning. I could probably give you his cell phone number, too.
Okay. Yeah, if he doesn't, you don't mind me calling.
So it's 209.
Okay.
346.
All right.
7221.
7221.
Yeah, okay. Maybe tomorrow might be better. He just got back from a trip too, so he's trying to get himself regrouped.
Right, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That's cool. So you guys went to Tennessee. Yeah, I didn't realize you guys left for the weekend. How was
yeah.
the?
It's humid. Very humid.
Yes.
And he was busy with work and stuff with his hobby, basically. But mm-hmm. I went and did sightseeing, and I went to this plantation.
Uh-huh.
And it was so hot. And walking around, and at the end of my tour, it just started pouring.
Oh, lightning. No kidding.
Oh, yeah, huge raindrops. I mean, by the time I got to a car, I was just, looked like somebody turned the hose on me.
Oh, man. That's crazy. Yeah, I know they have those big storms out there, you know?
Yeah, they do. It was really crazy. So then I had to go, I had to drive where he was, and it was really clear. And then all of a sudden, I got to an area where it was just like a sheet. I mean, I could barely see.
No kidding. It was just that hard.
Yeah, lightning and everything. It was cool. Because here, are you in California?
Yeah, we're in San Diego.
Yeah, we don't get lightning very often. I mean, something comes through, we get like a couple bangs and you're like,
yeah.
Hey.
Yes, Sam. Yeah.
That was cool. No, back there, it's like one after another and you see it dancing around you. It's like.
Really? That's so cool.
It is.
Yeah, I know. We could use some more rain. It's getting hot.
Yeah, but it's back there. It's not like, you know, here in the morning you can open your windows and then heats up,
right.
Close everything. No, you just walk out and it's bam.
Just muggy.
Mhm.
Yeah, it's definitely a good thing to experience. I wouldn't want to live in it though.
Oh, I know. I loved Tennessee though.
Really?
I visited Franklin, the town of Franklin,
mm-hmm.
and I just fell in love with that town.
Yeah,
they have cool old houses. It just has like that southern charm and history,
mm-hmm.
and it's just neat.
Yeah, no, I know. I just got that cool vibe, like the old like southern vibe. Yeah, I've been to New Orleans, so I know like just
oh,
that. It was
I
right before. Yeah, it was right before Katrina hit, and it was beautiful, you know, over there. Just the vibe of the city, the old South. I don't know, it was really cool to experience.
Yeah, to be a part of something where there was so much history is pretty cool.
Right.
I mean, we have history here, but nothing like that.
Yeah, exactly. Like the old housing and like the architecture, it's really cool.
Yeah, it is. I mean, we have Victorian homes, but nothing older than that. That's why I can't
right.
see it all. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's so cool.
Yeah. So. No, that's good. That's good. Sounds like you had a good trip. But yeah, should I give Sean a call, you know, tomorrow and get in contact, see what he's, you know, really looking
yeah.
to do?
Yeah. Did you say you're in San Diego?
Yes.
Oh, okay. We're going to go to San Diego probably on the 4th, leave on the 4th, maybe come home on the 7th.
Okay.
And Do you have any recommendations?
What are you guys looking to do?
Well, Sean's going to be busy with his hobby, so I want to do something with the kid. But maybe a good beach that's kind of like not so overly crowded. Maybe one that, like, a lot of the tourist people don't know about.
Right, yeah. I go to, I live in Carlsbad, so there are a lot of good beaches over there. And they're not too crazy crowded. But, yeah, you'll be able to find a bunch that are down in San Diego. Trying to think, because we're right by La Jolla. So there's nice beaches out there. Where are you guys going to, you be right downtown in the heart, or?
I haven't found out where exactly he's going to be at, but I thought about staying near, like, where Paradise Cove resorts are and stuff like that, but everything's looking kind of sold out in that area, because I just want to be closer to the ocean.
Yeah. No, it'd be great, yeah. You guys will enjoy it. It's good, but it is very busy at this time of year, though, but.
Yeah, I think everybody's trying to do stuff before everybody goes back to school.
Yeah, exactly. No, but yeah, you'll have fun. It'll be a good time. You guys gonna try and hit up, you know, I know Disneyland's up in LA, but I know you said you had kids.
I don't like doing Disneyland in August. It's just too, I got spoiled one year. I went in November.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I just do not care to stand in line in the heat for over
right.
an hour to ride.
I feel you.
Crowds, so.
I know, I hear you. Yeah, beach is a better call.
Yeah, so we'll probably go to the beach, and I don't know, maybe take them to something else down there.
Okay.
Like SeaWorld or something. I don't
yeah,
know.
SeaWorld. A wild animal. Oh, probably SeaWorld's better and get wet.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, that'd be good. But yeah, I'll definitely, you know, try and touch base with Sean tomorrow and see exactly what he's looking to do.
Okay.
All right. Well, yeah, it was good talking to you, Michelle. And have a good rest of your day.
Thank you. You too.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye.